Welcome to Israel 18 News at 11 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. The day in Israel is sunny and pleasant, with warm temperatures across major cities like Tel Aviv and Haifa. Jerusalem is enjoying clear skies, making it a great day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, Maariv reports just in that the Air Force has secured a massive deal worth tens of billions of shekels, following lessons from the current war against Iran. Also, Ynet noted earlier this hour that the IDF is recruiting ultra-Orthodox soldiers to expand combat tracks with potential for advancement into command roles. Also this hour, Israel Hayom Hebrew highlights the acquisition of new fighter squadrons, including F-35 and F-15IA aircraft, in a move worth billions. Separately, I-24 News shared that the IDF has issued evacuation warnings to 11 towns in southern Lebanon earlier today. And finally, Ynet reports that the new fighter squadron's purchase is part of the broader Israel Shield initiative, a strategic defense enhancement. Reaction has been swift on social media. Dan Linnaeus, an analyst, posted just minutes ago about the Defense Ministry's confirmation of acquiring two new combat squadrons as part of Israel's major force build-up plan. Al Arabiya English shared a breaking update recently, stating that Israel has finalized the purchase of F-35 and F-15I aircraft in a multi-billion shekel deal. From I-24N, EWS, they mentioned that this move aims to ensure air superiority for Israel in the coming decades. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the Air Force's procurement plans, Maariv explains that the Ministerial Committee for Armament approved the deal, which is pivotal for Israel's military strategy against Iran. This decision underscores the importance of maintaining a technological edge in regional defense. Turning to the IDF's recruitment of ultra-Orthodox soldiers, Ynet provides insights on how this initiative aims to diversify the military's ranks. By adapting roles to suit the recruits' lifestyles, the IDF broadens its operational capabilities. Meanwhile, the evacuation warnings in southern Lebanon, reported by I-24 News, come amid rising tensions in the region. This development highlights the ongoing volatility and the challenges of maintaining security along Israel's borders. On the economic front, first, Maariv Business discusses the reopening of a major conflict in the local food market, signaling potential shifts in consumer dynamics. Separately, Walla Business reports on criticism of Finance Minister Smotrich's compensation plan, which businesses argue neglects crucial salary components. And finally, CTEC examines the UAE's financial vulnerability despite its wealth, as tensions with Iran expose risks in its economic model. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 12 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.